This podcast is unofficial and is in no way affiliated with Big Brother, Channel 4, or Endemol. Right, so usually I do a podcast after the Big Brother episode, but I didn't do one last night because I thought, what's the point? I'll be covering the same stuff I did before, which is, you know, kind of that kind of thing. Yeah. And I actually just want to talk about Nikki Graham a little bit, and obviously Nadia and all this kind of stuff. Basically, I don't think that Nadia should be as hated as she is. I don't understand what she's done exactly. She's had an opinion on John James and Josie. Apparently, she doesn't think that John James is being sincere and, you know, all this kind of stuff, and that Josie's such a nice person and all this kind of stuff. I don't think she deserves to have her car and house egged and, like, death threats and horrible notes posted through her letterbox. That's a bit mean, you know? You know, apparently Marco from, I think it was Big Brother 5 that she was in also, was posting on, legendary Big Brother forum Digital Spy, and saying that, you know, she's really upset about it, and apparently she was suicidal. I don't know, you know, obviously there's no, you know, just that's what Marco from Big Brother 5 said. And you know, I think it's gone a little bit too far now, because you know, obviously when Big Brother first started, when like Nasty Nick, and he was like the he's called Nasty Nick because he was evil or whatever. But even then, back then, it was just a bit of like, oh, that silly turd. It's like a pantomime villain. It was nothing bad. It's like no, I don't know. Maybe they did send him death threats. It just wasn't mentioned. But you know, most celebrities get them. But Nadia's, you know, what's happened to Nadia? It's just insane. You know, I do find it quite scary. I think the internet is kind of like turning into like a breeding ground for people with sour thoughts to have their sour thoughts together and just, you know, do stuff about them, which isn't good. There's always one person who sort of lights the match in the powder keg. I don't know what I'm really going on about, but yeah. So, you know, that's Nadia, which is a bit strange. I'm not liking that, how that's gone, but anyway. Hopefully she's going to be all right and stuff. I also want to talk about Nikki Graham. Now, I've never said I'm a fan of Nikki Graham. I've got nothing against her, I'll be honest. But I don't think she'd be in the Big Brother house because she's mentally unstable. I've said that before, and people have like questioned and say, what do you mean? If she wouldn't be in the house if, you know, if she wasn't fit to go in there. Okay, how come, you know, I will argue that Emma from Big Brother 5 was in the house and she was mentally unfit. I'll say that. But the thing about Nikki Graham was she was actually paid a lot more money to go into the house and this kind of stuff. So I think Channel 4 know that she's a ratings winner. And I don't think it's good that they're exploiting maybe her mental illness for their own gain. Now, the reason I'm saying this is that she's 28 and she's acting quite strange. Now, I'm not the sort of person who acts normal. I don't agree with what normal is and all this kind of stuff. But the way she's acting really isn't, you know, I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense because she's, like I say, she's 28. And she's not acting like a 21-year-old because, you know, they're more grown up than that. 18-year-olds, they're a bit more childish than a 21-year-old, still not acting like that. I think that she's acting the age of 5, 4 or 5, and that's not really, you know, something that I want to witness on TV because that's not, you know, it's... I think, you know, because I know she had psychological problems before and she had, like, you know... I just think that it's not good to have someone like that on TV. And I guess, you know, it's good to have someone on TV, you know, saying, oh, I got through it and all this kind of stuff. But I don't think she's through it completely. And I think that Channel 4 really shouldn't have her on the show because, you know, it's just their own sort of gain, really, isn't it? Oh, look what she's doing now. You know, because a lot of the tasks have revolved around her. I mean, I can think of 4 off the top of my head that she's had specifically for her, you know. And it's just a bit, you know... I think because they paid her more money, they have to make good use of her and all this kind of stuff. But even so, you know what I mean. Anyway, I think that's all I've got to say, actually. I know this is a bit more recorded, a bit more professionally, but because I actually have more than one podcast, you see, and I was actually in a podcast recording mode, unfortunately. You know what? I've got all the equipment, I might as well just record one normally. So hopefully I've not gone over time, because Audioboo doesn't let people go over 5 minutes. So, just so you know, this podcast is unofficial and is in no way affiliated with Big Brother, Channel 4, or Endemol.